Alayla Diane is one of the most acclaimed young American folk singers. On this latest fifth album called Cusp, she gives pride of place to the piano and reflects on the emotions of motherhood. This song, Albatross, expresses the pain of leaving her child behind while she went on a promotional tour.
Riding the blue out the window, patchwork quilt, how we build, how we move from place to place. White lights of the city and the echo of lingering eyes traveling alone. Suitcase of stone. I'd rather be an albatross flying high than in the tailwinds looking back at what I left behind.
Alayla Diane recorded the album while pregnant with her second child. She nearly died during childbirth. It's made her all the more appreciative of being able to be a mother. The thing is, as an artist, you would usually avoid singing about it. But Alayla Diane challenges that.
I tend to write from a very narrative, personal narrative perspective, and this is the phase of life that I'm in right now. I have two daughters now, and I think I wanted to mostly just carve out space for that conversation in music, because I do believe that there's a lot of pressure on women. When you're an artist, your music is sold based on if you have a pretty face or if you're young. And I couldn't pretend that, you know, I'm making the same music as I was 10 years ago, or that I'm the same person that I was 10 years ago. And so for me, this topic is relevant to my life, and I think it's such an important and transformative experience in a woman's life that I think there needs to be a place for it in art. It's harder to have time and space to be creative, but when you carve out that time, the creativity is still there, and actually the creativity in a lot of ways can blossom and has grown out of that different transformative life experience. I think the things I'm able to say and articulate on this album are different than I would have known or understood a decade ago. So hopefully that can find a place for people.
There are, of course, downsides to motherhood. In this song, So Tired, Alayla Diane addresses the fatigue of giving birth and going on tour.
Sharing a song in a half-filled bar. So tired, so tired, so tired of being on stage. So tired of traveling.
Motherhood is a very, very busy time, and most days I'm just at home with my kid giving and giving and giving all day long, and I don't really have time to make music when I'm in my day-to-day life. And that's why it was important to go somewhere else with the specific purpose of writing songs.
Diane wrote the album at an artist's residency in the snowy forests of Oregon, a half day's drive away from her hometown of Portland. Alone, she was able to reconnect with herself.
So tired.
I was alone for 3 weeks, which was the longest time I had really had any space since the birth of my first daughter. And she was 2 years old at the time, and I really finally had a moment to get back in touch with my creativity and to tap into some songwriting.
Ivory paint cracked and peeled on the walls, the hydrangea and red rose strangled by vines. Oh, I don't
up in a place that was extremely beautiful and surrounded by nature, and I think I always come back to resonance with the trees, and I guess I just draw from that a lot when I'm writing, and I always relate my human experience to things that I see in the natural world.
I can feel the fear hang heavy on the water, glinting sharply with the pale moonlight. Mothers, hold on tightly to your children. The waves are breaking violently tonight.
Not everything you see in the natural world makes you feel good. This song, Emigre, was inspired by the photograph of the three-year-old Syrian toddler, Alan Kurdi, who was found washed up on a Turkish beach in 2015. The song is a mother's empathic response to the refugee crisis.
I hear yelling, I hear crying, I hear praying, as the ocean threatens us on all four sides. The water rises deeper every minute. This vessel cannot bear the burden of our love.
When I went to the artist residency, that was when I first saw that photograph, and my own daughter was the same age as Alan at that time, and well, I think everyone was extremely horrified and saddened by that picture and the acknowledgement that these were women and children risking their lives just for safety, and that no one should have to risk their life or the life of their children for freedom. You know, when you have children, you love your kids so much and you would do anything to keep them safe. And it was that knowledge and that love, like this sort of painful, aching part of the love you feel for a child, that encouraged me to address that and to write that song.
One by one, the children have grown silent. From their mother's arms they float away. The roaring sea will wash our quiet bodies upon the foreign shore, but our souls will find a way.
On the video of Emigre, Alayla Diane holds her one-year-old daughter in her arms. Motherhood is the prism through which she views world events.
I think it felt necessary to convey the lyrics of that song. It felt really relevant because what I was trying to show is that every mother just wants to keep her baby safe and to keep her family safe and to have freedom. Everyone in the world deserves that, and it's just such a chaotic time right now on our planet, and the fact that we are all dealing with such intensity always, every day. The news is horrifying every day. In America, we're dealing with the worst president, and it's humiliating and disheartening and discouraging. And, you know, relatedly, Trump is always talking about building his wall in America, and we're dealing with that. And, you know, a lot of Mexican people risk their lives crossing our border as well, and it just feels relevant.
American singer-songwriter Alayla Diane, and let's hope her music does encourage discussion about what we expect from women artists over and above their sex appeal. That's all we have time for today. My thanks to RFI's Sébastien Gédor for the interview. From me, Alison Hurd, bye for now.